The NPP has imposed a two-year ban on Dr. Charles Rekuburobe, founding member of the party. The national executive of the party last Friday, upon a recommendation from its disciplinary committee, slapped the ban on Dr. Rekuburobe for exhibiting behavior that puts the party's image into disrepute. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a member of the party's disciplinary committee, Ayikwe Otu, said the ban does not insulate Dr. Rekuburobe from making such comments. He said the party has the right to impose harsh sanctions if he continues to make derogatory remarks. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
Rekuburobe is a member of the MPP, and the MPP has a constitution. Now, the constitution imposes duties on members. It also is sanctions that could be applied when a member crosses the touchline, to use a Supreme Court term. So, in this case, Dr. Rekuburobe was referred to the National Disciplinary Committee to investigate some statements that he issued to the press, one which said the going to court was unnecessary, and I was rather prepared towards 2016. The other one, which attacked Dr. Umia and Prince Nketiah of the NDC. So these were the two statements. So he came before us, and we asked him to, you know, explain himself the light of the constitution, which he did. And we investigated the matter, and then we made our recommendations to the National Executive Committee that set it up. Now, the National Executive Committee has power to either vary, accept what we have brought, reject it entirely, and based upon the evidence and the constitution imposed its own sanctions. I'm told that on Friday, the National Executive Committee met, considered all the issues, at the end of which suspension on Dr. Rekuburobe. That's the position.
All right, talking about this suspension, some members of your party are saying that it's too lenient to give him a suspension of 3 years. Maybe he should have been booted out of the party.
Well, as I said, the committee was set up by the National Executive Committee. So we do not have a final say in this matter. All we expected to do is to make our recommendations to the committee that set us up. And they have the final say. And it is their decision that we all have to live by. If some members are not happy with it, so be it. But they still also are bound by the constitution to respect and publicly uphold the decisions of the party, including that of the National Executive Committee.
Taiko Otu, after 2 years, what next? Does he have to apply to be a member of the party, or automatically he regains his status as a member of the party?
Suspension is not an expulsion. There's a world of difference between suspension and expulsion. While you are suspended, it's for a period, and thereafter you regain your full status. That's all there is to it. But when you are expelled, then perhaps you may have to reapply.
All right.
Once it's not been expelled, I was merely suspended. It seems to me that after 2 years, he can. You know, what it means is that you cannot speak on behalf of the party. You can speak if you want to speak. Nobody stops you. You're a Ghanaian. You have your constitutional right to speak. But I don't think that you can speak on behalf of the party. The party cannot, within these 2 years, send you, for example, oh, go and speak on behalf of the party at a CDD conference, or represent the party on television or radio, or do just any of the things that a party member can do. Your membership has been suspended. You can't even contest elections within a period because you have been suspended.
Finally, there is this school of thought which says that you've given him the lean way to criticize the party the more since he's now free.
Well, the constitution provides, among other things, either expulsion or suspension. Remember that he is a founding member of the party. Anybody can go wrong. So if for any reason he had fallen short of the law, well, you have to start from somewhere. Is there anything which says that during the suspension, if he misbehaves, we cannot call upon him again? I don't think so. We can still deal with him. And if it amounts to his being expelled, that will take place. I do not think that he would wish that onto himself.
I was a member of the disciplinary committee of the NPP, Ayikwe Otu, talking to Bright and Trauma.
Meanwhile, political scientist Jay Thompson has lauded the MPP for suspending Dr. Charles Rekuburobe for making derogatory remarks about the party. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Thompson said his suspension will bring sanity into the party. He said the decision should not be misconstrued to mean the party is intolerant. He talked to Bright and Trauma.
I think it's in the right direction for political parties to sanction their own members who go against their standing orders. Dr. Rekubobi, before 2000 elections, went on his own to form a party and contested against the New Patriotic Party. He came, he joined them during the second round of voting, then somehow he found himself in government working as chief executive of VRA. And then later he normalized his membership, contested for national chairman. So having risen to that position, one would expect that he would know the rules and regulations governing membership of the party. After the election, I think from few occasions, I heard him speak against the position of the party to go to court. The manner Dr. Bawumia was delivering his presentation at the Supreme Court, and I think it wasn't good for him as a person. So I think the points the party has done is good. It will be a lesson to all political practitioners of their various parties. It's better they learn the constitutions of the party, the rights and privileges, and also learn the sanctions. So if the party could go on to sanction somebody who has risen to the position of contesting for national chairman, I think it will go a long way to helping other people who are just normal or ordinary members to know that if they also run against the law will deal with them. So I think it's very good for all of us. This country is becoming too wayward and lawless. So if punitive measures are not put in place at homes, in schools, at workplaces, in running churches, and even in running political parties, a time will come, everybody will take the law and behave anyhow. And when we read that state, we'll become a stateless nation. So to me, I endorse the action of the New Patriotic Party. It shows they are democratic, it shows they know what they are doing, and it shows that they uphold the values of democracy. Because of free speech, you cannot rise up and speak against anybody. So that we must know that free speech is delivered within the boundaries of law. And you must be careful you run within the laws of the land. When you are given a free speech, be sure that your freedom does not affect somebody's freedom. So every freedom has limits. If not, somebody can pick a cutlass and snatch somebody's head and say he has freedom to stretch. So those who say that it is catering his freedom to speak, they are wrong. You don't rise and speak against your own party. It is in the laws of the New Patriotic Constitution. And the man who has ever contested for national chairman should be in a position to know that this thing I'm doing, if the law rises, it will go against me. So I think that those who are calling that is against free speech, they are rather wrong. Criticism must be properly positioned. If you criticize that the way they conducted the campaign in the last election was not good, and they should have done ABC, then you are making recommendation. That's good criticism. But when you go against a position taken by the party pertaining to going to courts to verify whether they really lost the election or they play some game against them, this is a very sensitive position of the party. Even if you disagree, you should make it clear through writing to the party hierarchy. But when you come out publicly against the party's National Executive Council decision, which you know, then you are not being fair to the party or the organization of which you are a member. So the party is not becoming intolerable. The party is now using the whip to straighten up members so the members will be responsible.
Jay Thompson is a political scientist.